Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Tensions remain high on college campuses across the nation amid protests over the war in Gaza. Students are demanding that their schools divest from Israel. Columbia University student Kamani James says the school should not be cracking down on protesters.
It should alarm everyone that a university that has claimed for years to respect and uphold freedom of speech and protest, a democratic principle this country loves and defends, has abandoned that norm and seeks to use police and military violence to crush our peaceful demonstration.
Police in riot gear have arrested demonstrators at the University of Southern California. USC's main campus is closed due to the protests. The Supreme Court is set to hear arguments on Thursday on Donald Trump's claim that he's immune from criminal prosecution for acts committed while he was president. Namely, Trump's effort to prevent Joe Biden from being officially declared the winner of the election in 2020. More from NPR's Nina Totenberg.
Trump claims his actions while president are constitutionally protected official actions, and that the only way he could be prosecuted would be if he had been impeached, convicted, and removed from office first. Trump contends that if presidents could be prosecuted for official actions after leaving office, they would be unable to discharge their presidential duties effectively, and that the presidency would be forever crippled. But dozens of high-ranking former Republican office holders have filed a brief countering that you don't protect the presidency by immunizing someone who tries to steal it. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. is investigating a video that purportedly shows an American hostage in Gaza. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the parents of the hostage are pressing the Biden administration to bring their son home.
Jonathan Pollan says it was overwhelming to see his son, Hirsch Goldberg Pollan, on video, describing 200 days in captivity in Gaza.
We're relieved to see him alive, but we are also concerned about his health and well-being, as well as that of all of the other hostages and all of those suffering in this region.
The young man's father pleads with everyone involved in the hostage talks, the U.S., Egypt, Qatar, Israel, and Hamas, to lean in and get a deal done. Hundreds of people protested outside Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's residence, including some of Hirsch's friends. Part of his arm was blown off in the October 7th attack before he was captured. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
The U.S. has sent longer-range missiles to Ukraine. The White House says the weapons were approved by President Biden in February and sent last month. On Wednesday, Biden signed a $95 billion foreign aid package to help Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. This is NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sell without needing to code or design. Just bring your best ideas and Shopify will help you open up shop. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/NPR.